Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rock breaks Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, FSCE3WK0. Advances twinned-hole drilling at Swanson Gold Deposit to support Beacon Mill restart. Lafleur Minerals Inc. Announced progress on its twinned-hole drilling program at the Swanson Gold Deposit to support a preliminary economic assessment for restarting gold production at the company's Beacon Gold Mill. The program aims to validate historical drilling, confirm mineralized system continuity, and enhance the current mineral resource estimate. CEO Paul Tenier stated the work, guided by environmental resources management, will position Lafleur to capitalize on record gold prices above $4,000 per ounce. Lafleur Minerals focuses on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a focus on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. The Swanson Gold Project covers 18,304 hectares and includes prospects rich in gold previously held by Monarch Mining, Abcorp Mines, and Globex Mining. Former Cisco Systems COO Maria Martinez appointed to Alkira Advisory Board. Maria N. Martinez, former COO of Cisco Systems, has been appointed to the Advisory Board of Alkira, the leader in network infrastructure as a service. With extensive experience in technology companies like Salesforce, Microsoft, and Motorola, Martinez brings deep operational expertise to Alkira. Her leadership will help Alkira redefine how enterprises design, deploy, and operate global networks in the AI era. Alkira's investment in innovation and AI-driven networking is evident through new capabilities like the Network Infrastructure Assistant, NIA Copilot, and Model Context Protocol, MCP Server. Martinez believes Alkira's platform empowers organizations with agility, visibility, and security that legacy networks cannot match. To learn more, visit Alkira.com.
MetaWells Oil & Gas Inc. announces new board president and finalization of acquisition agreement with South Plains Petroleum Inc. MetaWells Oil & Gas Inc. has appointed Mr. Stefanos Calogiro as president of the board of directors, succeeding Mr. Ronald Minsky. Mr. Minsky will continue as a senior advisor. Mr. Calogiro, with over two decades of experience in project management, aims to advance the company's strategic roadmap. Additionally, MetaWells has finalized its acquisition agreement with South Plains Petroleum Inc., holding properties in Texas and Louisiana with proven oil and gas reserves. This acquisition will strengthen MetaWells' portfolio and accelerate operational expansion. Stay tuned for updates on leadership initiatives and the integration of South Plains assets.
Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NOES American, Kappa, highlights 2025 milestones and clinical progress in CEO letter to shareholders. Kairos Pharma Ltd., Kappa, released a letter to shareholders outlining 2025 milestones and clinical progress. Positive interim results from the Phase 2 trial of ENV-105 in combination with apalutamide for advanced metastatic prostate cancer showed clinical benefit in 86% of patients with durable progression-free survival. The findings suggest ENV-105 may extend the effectiveness of standard care while maintaining strong tolerability. Patient recruitment continues, with enrollment expected to reach 100 across leading U.S. cancer centers. Kairos Pharma Ltd. is focused on developing innovative cancer therapeutics, with ENV-105 targeting CD-105 to reverse drug resistance and restore the effectiveness of standard therapies across multiple cancer types.
Wolfgang launches new consumer app as part of digital strategy to drive franchise growth. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming has launched its first ever mobile app, part of its digital strategy to enhance the customer experience. The app allows pet parents to easily book grooming appointments and offers personalized service recommendations. The company plans to integrate AI-powered features like a smart chatbot in early 2026. CEO Ricardo Azevedo stated that the app simplifies the booking process for guests and strengthens the relationship between store owners and consumers. Franchisees can use the app to drive new visits, streamline communication, and save time. Customers can download the app from wolfgangbakery.com/app or their mobile app store. To learn more about Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming, visit www.wolfgangbakery.com.
Investor News breaks Supercom Limited NASDAQ SPCB to report Q3 2025 financial results on November 13th. Supercom Limited SPCB is set to report its financial results for the third quarter of 2025 on November 13th. The global provider of secured solutions for e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity sectors will release the results before market open and host a conference call at 10 a.m. ET to discuss them. Supercom, established in 1988, offers traditional and digital identity solutions to governments and organizations worldwide. Its innovative platforms and solutions have enabled the design and issuance of secure multi-ID documents and digital identity solutions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibn.fm/spcb. Investor News breaks: McEwen Inc., NUX, schedules Q3 2025 conference call for November 6. McEwen Inc. has scheduled a conference call for Thursday, November 6, 2025 at 11 a.m. EST to discuss its Q3 2025 financial results and project developments. The call will include a question and answer session, providing participants the opportunity to interact directly with management during the webcast. McEwen offers exposure to gold, copper, and silver in the Americas through its mines in the USA, Canada, and Argentina, along with a copper development project in Argentina. The company is also committed to carbon neutrality by 2038. McEwen's shares are publicly traded on the NYSE and TSX under the symbol MUX. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at /ibn.fm/MUX.
Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., Uhoken, TSX, EFR, reports Q3 2025 results, highlighting strong uranium sales, rare earth progress, and $1 billion in working capital. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, reported strong Q3 2025 results, including high uranium sales and progress in rare earth production. The company achieved higher sales and revenues, setting the stage for increased gross margins in 2026. Energy Fuels advanced its rare earth segment with pilot production at the White Mesa Mill and NDPR qualification for major automakers. It also secured government approvals for the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Ending the quarter with nearly $1 billion in working capital, Energy Fuels remains well-positioned for future growth.
Goldman Sachs says the recent copper surge is unlikely to last. Copper prices have surged recently due to optimism over a potential trade breakthrough and fears of mine shortages. Analysts at Goldman Sachs doubt the momentum can last due to uneven demand growth. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., TSXQB, ATBHF, exploring for copper resources may be impacted. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a platform focusing on global mining and resources, offers access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Investor news breaks. Venhub Global, Inc. opens smart store at Los Angeles Union Station, expanding autonomous retail presence. Venhub Global, a developer of fully autonomous retail technology, has opened its newest smart store at Los Angeles Union Station. This marks Venhub's fifth Southern California smart store and second collaboration with the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The Union Station East location offers over 400 essential products for daily travelers, showcasing Venhub's speed, precision, and scalability in high-traffic environments. Venhub designs and builds autonomous smart stores that operate 24/7 without on-site staff, combining robotic automation, real-time inventory tracking, and mobile-based checkout. For more information, visit Venhub's website. Why EVs could soon be cheaper than gas cars. Electric vehicle prices are falling faster than ever across the United States, Europe, and China, bringing battery-powered cars within reach of gasoline vehicle price points for the first time. The shift is driven by collapsing raw material costs, aggressive manufacturer discounting, and an influx of affordable Chinese models flooding global markets. These market conditions are challenging smaller companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. to compete. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
GeoVax to report third quarter 2025 financial results and provide corporate update on November 13, 2025. GeoVax Labs Inc., NASDAQ GOVX, will report its financial results for the quarter ended September 30, 2025, on November 13, 2025. Management will host a live conference call and webcast at 4:30 p.m. ET to review results and provide a business update. Participants can register in advance for the call. GeoVax is a clinical-stage biotechnology company developing vaccines against infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers. Their lead program includes a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine and an oncolytic solid tumor gene-directed therapy. For more information, visit w.geovax.com.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides Nexus production update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies, Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, provides an update on the production and delivery schedule for its Nexus platform series. Multiple units are entering final assembly and deployment phases in key international markets. The production timeline includes Nexus 1 and 2 arriving at SciTech's production facility in mid-December 2025, Nexus 3 in mid-February 2026, Nexus 4 to be delivered to Babcock International's facility in Poland in mid-March 2026, and Nexus 5 to be delivered to Virginia Beach, USA, by the end of March 2026. Each Nexus unit will undergo a final fit-out process of approximately 4 weeks, integrating advanced communications, surveillance, and control systems. Demonstrations will be conducted in Europe, North America, and Australia, with strong commercial interest across all markets. SciTech anticipates immediate sales following demonstrations totaling up to $4.5 million.
BioFlight Fuels awarded INSAT funding for SAF flight school project, advancing low-carbon aviation. BioFlight Fuels Inc., a Canadian biofuels company, has secured funding from INSAT for its SAF flight school project. This initiative aims to produce sustainable aviation fuel from renewable natural gas, supporting Canada's net zero aviation goals. Working with Brightspot Climate and Ivy's Adsorption, BioFlight will assess the life cycle performance of SAF produced through its FT conversion pathway. This funding accelerates the development of SAF production capabilities, moving towards large-scale commercial production. INSAT's support recognizes SAF as a key pathway to achieving net zero aviation by 2050. BioFlight's Terminal 1 facility in Sarnia, Ontario, will convert RNG into certified aviation fuel, contributing to significant GHG emission reductions. For more information, visit BioFlight Fuels' website. Hadron Energy advances its regulatory readiness ahead of $1.2 billion merger. Hadron Energy, Inc. is making significant strides in regulatory readiness as it approaches its $1.2 billion SPAC merger with Gig Capital 7 Corp. The company has been proactive in engaging with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, attending key meetings and submitting necessary documents like the Regulatory Engagement Plan and Quality Assurance Program Description, QAPD. Despite government shutdowns, Hadron remains on track for the commercialization of its microreactors. In addition to NRC engagement, Hadron has also been collaborating with the Department of Energy, DOE, on initiatives like the Janus Project to install microreactors in military bases. With a focus on transparency and collaboration, Hadron is poised to play a key role in revitalizing the U.S. nuclear industry. For more information, visit hadronenergy.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.